That's right. Everybody get up. It's 5:31. I actually got up. Boy, I got up too early this morning.
Something happened? Your internal alarm clock got you up an hour earlier or something?
Yeah. I had a lot on my mind, you know. I was thinking about work and all that stuff.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
But actually, I felt like you for just a little bit, because I actually was doing things. I was doing laundry and stuff at like 3 in the morning.
Okay, you were just like me.
I turned into you just for a little while.
There we go.
You know what? A little frightening. but I handled it, and I feel, you know, you feel like you accomplished something already. I remember that being a life hack one time. When you do get up, get something done right away.
Right.
Your attitude, everything makes you feel better the rest of the day.
A lot of experts say make your bed, because that's one thing that you've accomplished, and
then
you keep accomplishing things from there.
Mm-hmm. Boy, the things we learn on this show, I'm telling you. Well, we have partly sunny skies. The high is going to be 50 today. Right now it's 29. And this is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tell Me Something Good, brought to us by the Elkhart Community School Corporation.
Are you ready for the big solar eclipse? It is happening on April 8th, just a week and a half away. It'll be your last opportunity to view a solar eclipse for about 2 decades. A teacher at Elkhart Community Schools is holding an event tonight to make sure you and your family are prepared with safety and scientific knowledge you need ahead of this rare event. Dan Walsh is joining us this morning. He is a physics and astronomy teacher over at Elkhart High School, as well as, we're just learning, a NASA solar eclipse ambassador. Good morning, Dan. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Dan, tell us about the event you're hosting tonight.
Well, sure thing. It's happening tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Engineering, Technology, and Innovation Building on California Road, right next to the Elkhart High School. I'll be presenting information families need to know to safely observe the eclipse. And after the presentation, we will have free solar eclipse classes, as well as activities for younger children. I view this as an opportunity to connect with our families over such a rare and amazing scientific event.
And, you know, we want people to understand, when you're talking about the eclipse, you are definitely coming from a place of authority. Dan, tell me a little bit about that. I mean, you know, this is a major event for you. You're working hand in hand with NASA.
Well, I was fortunate to be selected as a NASA Solar Eclipse Partner Ambassador a year ago and received special training from NASA astrophysicists concerning the solar eclipse. I take this unique responsibility seriously because it has allowed me to work with the Elkhart School District to provide comprehensive solar eclipse materials to our students of all ages. Part of our district's Elkhart promise is to ensure that we are supporting our students in every way we can. And I'm truly thankful to have been supported in every way by the Elkhart School Administration to make it possible to bring this vital information to the Elkhart community. It's comforting knowing I'm doing something that will help our students be safe while also affording them the full experience about something so unique and incredible as a solar eclipse.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, speaking of safety, I mean, there's just a lot to it, but what is one quick piece of eclipse advice that can be a takeaway for our listeners this morning?
Well, you know, looking at the sun can lead to eye damage, and it's even that much more dangerous during a solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. It all comes down to wearing proper eye safety with ISO-approved solar eclipse glasses, or following an approved indirect viewing technique. Making sure you wear approved eye protection will guarantee a rewarding eclipse viewing experience.
Hmm. Awesome. And for anybody who can't make it tonight, Dan, Elkhart Community School still has you covered. And Dan, where else can families get Eclipse information?
Well, it's on the Elkhart Community School's website under the Families tab. And at the bottom of the page, there's a solar eclipse link to all our resources.
Fantastic. Well, such important resources during this time. We really appreciate that. We really appreciate your help this morning. You've been awesome. Have a great time tonight.
I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to people being there.
Tell me something good.
Tell Me Something Good, brought to us by the Elkhart Community School Corporation.
Sunny, all the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:56, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. I hate this first story. Oh. Christina Applegate. She is experiencing lesions on her brain due to her battle with MS.
Oh, man.
She talked about this, the latest on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, and she shared she has 30 lesions on her brain, with the largest one being right behind her right eye, causing severe pain. Lesions are one of the many symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Others are mobility issues and seizure-like sensations. Applegate publicly shared her diagnosis in 2021 to raise awareness about the disease.
Oh,
it's awful.
Terrible.
Well, yesterday, Tiger Woods and his ex-wife, Elin, reunited for their son, Charlie, who received a state championship golf ring.
Yeah.
Charlie's team at the Benjamin School in Palm Beach, Florida, won the Class 1A golf title in November. It was clearly a super proud parent moment. They shared photos on social. Woods was all smiles watching Charlie get that award. And, you know, they both got pictures separately and just looked like such a happy occasion.
Heck of a golfer, I'll tell you.
After a public and humiliating divorce, friends say those two have really gone on to co-parent well together. So very cool.
Good.
Well, Shakira is living her best life post-divorce. On Monday night, she was a guest on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, where she talked about being free to make her new album after her split from Gerard Piqué. It's her first album in 7 years, and she says she's been putting music out there, but she said the, quote, husband factor made it really hard for her to put together a body of work. She went on to say she didn't have time, he was dragging her down, and now she can actually work. Well, the title of her new album translates to Women No Longer Cry. Well, Nicole Kidman has pretty much always had longer red hair, right? I mean, I don't remember her ever having... You know, anything but longer red hair. Well, she ditched the red, you guys, and she got this fresh new cut that has fans really talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's shorter and blonder. I would say it's totally blonde. And, you know, it looks stunning. I mean, she really couldn't look bad,
right.
But it's definitely a beautiful, edgier look for her, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the picture out there on the Jack and Tracy page and get your feedback. All right, you ready to do some birthdays today?
Well, sure.
Today is Major League Baseball opening day.
That's right.
Woo.
How about that?
And
wish
it
my
is...
team was going to be better than they are, but we'll see. We'll see. I can't. I gotta see them first.
It is Lady Gaga's birthday.
The multi-talented Lady Gaga. I want to say that.
Definitely.
I have to say that because when she first came on and I saw the get up and everything, I said, mm-hmm. Oh boy, she's going to ride the wave. She's trying to do her version of Kiss, you know. But I was wrong.
She is
totally talented. And I take back.
It wasn't just a bit.
No, it's not a bit. So you put on much makeup as you want because you've got the talent for it. And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go to my favorite age for her.
Okay.
38.
She is 38. You got to love when he knows who they are. He has a darn good idea how old they are.
Because
he still chooses his favorite age when that he uses when he has no idea.
But I didn't know that was right, but I figured it had to be somewhere around there.
Awesome.
I knew she wasn't 40 yet. Mm-mm. Okay.
Vince Vaughn.
Okay. Let's see if I can get two right.
I haven't seen him in anything in a while.
I haven't either.
I wonder if he's just taking a break.
I don't know, but Vince Vaughn has got to be fit. He's 50 by now.
54.
He's 54 by now. Okay. Mm-hmm. And?
And Derek Carr.
Okay. Derek Carr is, he's on the young side because he's one of them football players. So he's going to be around 30s. I don't know. I'll give him a 35.
33.
And that's it?
That's it.
Not too bad.
No.
Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right. 743.
All right. Life Hack is a really good one because, you ever looked at your lampshades and they're kind of dusty on top, right? Or
just a little.
Maybe it was some dust. Maybe you have, in my case, some dog hair.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
The worst. And so you're afraid to rub it, right? Because then you're afraid, okay, that dust or anything that's kind of dirty is going to be in that lampshade. Like you're going to push it down in there further.
Yeah.
So you know what you use to clean them? And I never knew this. And I went, are you kidding me?
I'm all ears.
A lint roller.
One of
those lint rollers that's, you know, just has the sticky tape on it.
Those are great.
Right off. It doesn't push it back down in.
Yeah.
You're like rubbing on it.
Those lint rollers, if you're a dog owner, though, that's a
lifesaver.
You have to own.
Yes, you do. You have to have multiples. I have them in every bathroom cabinet.
You got it.
And there's even one in the garage near the door to the car. Just not that I have a lot of hair or anything.
No. Three golden retrievers? Where would hair come from?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyway, mine is pretty simple. You take this is those tissue boxes, the small one that looks like square. Not the rectangular one.
Right,
little
exactly.
Square ones.
Mm-hmm.
Take an empty tissue box and attach it to a full tissue box with elastic bands.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your used tissues in the empty box and throw it away when it's full.
Oh.
How about that, huh?
Wow.
As long as you don't get them mixed up when you're,
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's pretty good.
That's a good one.
That's not bad. And there you go.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Oh, my gosh. Sunny 101.5, it's time for another edition of Go Figure. Oh, my.
It's a good one, huh?
You can't write this stuff. I always say that. You can't write this stuff. Student, a high school freshman in North Dakota, had a good time showing off his prom date this past weekend. Not bad.
All right.
I didn't go to the prom when I was a freshman. Gee.
You didn't? You didn't have all kinds of girls asking you to go to their junior or senior prom?
I did, but I turned them down. I went my senior year, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't go your junior year
No,
either?
I didn't do any of that. You're going to start getting me
Why?
Depressed. Because I was, I don't know, I'm weird.
Huh.
Because most of the time.
See that. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Most of the time I was grounded, so I couldn't go. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's when your parents weren't celebrating your C's and D's with Dairy Queen.
Now we're getting away from the story here.
Okay, all right, let's go back.
A high school freshman in North Dakota had a good time showing off his prom date this past weekend. Sean Randall got creative and went with the most popular woman on the planet. Well, kind of.
Okay.
Sean was pictured at the prom with his arm around the waist of none other than Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, yeah.
her cardboard cutout, that is. Randall's mom said his sister bought the life-size cardboard cutout of the pop icon for her brother as a joke, but Sean found Swift's likeness to be a big hit at the dance, which added to all the fun. And of course, Sean is a Swiftie all the way, and now many of his classmates are too.
You know what? My husband did the same thing at the Pet Refuge fundraiser.
He took Taylor?
A couple weeks ago, there was a life-size Taylor Swift cutout, and he sent a picture of he and the Taylor Swift cutout to my girls. He texted it to them.
You know what I got to say about that?
Yeah, a little creepy.
A little creepy. But there's also another, there's this part two to this, because it did cause a little problem.
Okay.
Because he actually had a girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. He was dating a cutout of Katy Perry, and it didn't go over very well.